USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting aboard a Greyhound bus with 40 people aboard. It happens this morning north of Los Angeles County, leaving at least one person dead. A California Highway Patrol spokesman says the bus driver pulled over quickly.
I've been on 25 years. I've never seen this happen. It's unfortunate, and we're thankful that the bus driver acted quickly.
Moments after the bus stopped, the gunman walked off the bus and was taken into custody. Police say they don't know his motive. The process began back in September, but now final arguments in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial are happening today. The trial is expected to end late Wednesday afternoon, with final votes on the two articles of impeachment against him. And barring any huge surprises, the president's expected to be acquitted by the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There are now 11 confirmed cases of the potentially deadly coronavirus in the U.S., and more than half of them are in California, where 3 new infections have been announced, bringing the total in that state to 6. They're testing at least 3 people in New York City for the virus. The majority of the U.S. cases involve people who did travel to China, where that outbreak began. The Iowa caucuses will happen later today. They'll be the first votes cast in the 2020 presidential campaign. Currently, polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are the Democratic frontrunners. Whoever wins Iowa and the rest of the primaries and gets the nomination are no concern to the Republican National Committee chairwoman.
Our internal polling, where we've been in all these states, our analytics, which is more accurate, shows the president in very good shape.
Head of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, telling CBS's Face the Nation the president will do well against any Democratic candidate. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Average gasoline prices across the U.S. decreasing for the third straight week, falling 5 cents a gallon to a national average of 2.46. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at 3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at 2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to 2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October, on continued fears of the coronavirus in China.
I'm John Clemens.
A Montana state lawmaker says he believes the Constitution calls for jailing or shooting socialists. Republican Rodney Garcia of Billings offering that opinion at a state GOP gathering late last week when he said he's concerned about the number of socialists entering the U.S. government. Garcia said the Constitution says socialists could be shot or jailed. His party has condemned his remarks. And Apple is now offering iPhone repair house calls in 6 U.S. cities. The new service available so far in San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas. Get us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.